I'm Maria Christens Schöpf. The beautifully decorated cabinet belonged to me. I got it from my parents as a wedding gift. I was born in 1804 to Schmidt Katharina and Schöpf Johann, both farmers from Umhausen. I was 34 years old when I got married. My groom, Traut Josef, was a widower and 4 years older than me. He was from a respected family in Lengenfeld. His early wife, Anna Holzknecht, died when Josef was 36 and she was 40. Cramps took her. She left him with 2 small children. The son was 7, the daughter 4. So Josef also needed someone to look after his children. But we then had 4 more daughters thereafter. In love, engaged, married. Isn't that what we say today? But it wasn't that simple when I was alive. Many things had to fit for 2 people to marry each other. It wasn't really about love, or only sometimes. Most of them were actually given together. And giving together meant that the family and the relatives got together and decided who it made sense for them to marry. And it wasn't just the family that had a say in it, but also the village council and the pastor. They had to approve the marriage because of the marriage consensus. That's what it was called. So getting married was not a private matter. At best, people got married in their early or mid-30s, because then they didn't have too many children. You still would have to feed somehow, after all. It was important for everyone that the family could support itself, that they didn't cost the community anything. The village council and the pastor had to agree, because the village council was responsible for the funds provided to the less fortunate.